chapters 8, and this is what is use or need for meditation, cultivate concentration, meditative concentration. And usually we say meditation is just for you can able to control your mind. If like car, you have car will serve you to drive you to anywhere, any places. But first you have to able to stop this car, otherwise or they will crash or something. You're able to control it. Then very important is just to stop. Similarly, if you control your mouth also too, you have to immediately able to stop, then it's a good kind of a skill. So focus attention, meditation, rest mind in natural state of mind. These are very common tradition from all over different places, different tradition. So what is the problem if we cannot able to concentrate or stop our thoughts? Then the mental state always wandering, and we lost in projection perceptions, and we are not able to manage our mind. That is the problem. That's why many people think they are wrong, or they how they can think in that way or doing this, but because of the loss of control means they not able to look at various levels or layers of mind, then the mind or thoughts went to like different stories, actually mental stories. Mental capacity not fully understand, then some psychological problem. Even said samsara itself also came from this mental problem, the mind scattering everywhere. So then the attachment and some craving or hatred, and create more consequences, and then you look after those consequences. Then continually you are digging up into more deeper trap or deeper consequences and habituations. That is the why we should do meditation. Then I think I will read the first and this is very clear kind of saying. Cultivating diligence as a just described in concentration, I will place my mind for those whose minds are slack and wandering, are caught up, caught between the fans of afflictions. That's why I said, if you want to liberate your mind, you have to able to tame your mind, to not continually go everywhere. And I think they also said more down below the core descriptions, but and only one can tame their mind, that mind will go into able to generate wisdom or able to realize the wisdom. Also other one contain or compendium shastras, this said first able to maintain the tame the mind to even to hearing and reflect of the teachings, and then after that able to settle in what is a remote or solitude area to cultivate that understanding. And eventually then you, through the shamatha or concentrative meditation, and then you can achieve a higher level of realization. So we, and one Paramita Sutra also said, if you want one person who not achieved in fully realization, can realize in full enlightenment, then we shall not let our mind to wandering in everywhere. That means we should always reflect and aware of our mind. If you aware, then we realize, oh yes, I'm dreaming, I'm thinking, some creating many stories, mental events, and often one and after give us some reason, then we can push this reason to like a snowball falling, and they are growing, and similarly, mental events is like that. And also then they, I think they hear, it's not very solitude, mind, body, troubled. And what is the, the counter, problems, or not let us meditation, we won't meditate because of the three reasons. Of course, there are many reasons, but first is, they said, because of laziness. Laziness is a first kind of a problem for all kind of effort. Anything you do, study or meditate or anything, laziness can make us no fruition. And then second is saying, oh, there are plenty of other things to do, interested in, or immediately you can see something result, then people are more attracted by that sensory or kind of pleasure and other thing, habituation, other different kind of interests people who had. And then third is not really believe there is enlightenment, or even believe there is enlightenment, but thinking this is a kind of ancient, some special people can do, but not me or not us. I cannot do that. That kind of, in a deep mental level, there is no faith or devotion or trust. When the person yourself able to do it. Maybe if I think I cannot do anything with this enlightenment, is impossible for me, I may also think it's mostly not important, not impossible for others, most of people. So there's a, three backdrops or the obscurations of meditation is this three. And then what is the companion, or what is it? It's a kind of a supporting your meditating. What kind of a reason, or what kind of a, it's like a, some source of, help to can make you do meditation, that kind of. They said four. One is kind of often read others' biography of many practitioners. They will leave very fully detailed. Some are very, very kind of a, regular, normal people, how they attained highly realized, become a highly realized person. There are a lot of, stories and his life written by himself or herself or their student, or these are many, many kind of biography existed. So it's one important to read others' biography, then get some inspiration and some kind of trust. And also you can read more about meditation itself. You say, there is a different mental state. Some are different emotions, thoughts, and unmatured kind of thinking. And also while we are awake, we are asleep, and also we are in almost kind of between falling asleep and not very fully kind of aware, and deep sleep. These, even there, of course, death or the unconscious level, these, but you can see mental, one day you experienced at least many levels of mind, consciousness. Sometimes it's a very unhappy and a fear, that is one kind of a situation. Sometimes it's a very happy mood and everything is fine, seems. So we experienced through the one is environment change. Sometimes it's an inner environment. You, how well your thinking make you a very different person, different mood, and then sometimes you're able to manage your mind very, very well. Sometimes it's a very small incident, but you have something tired, or because, and after something happens, then you easily kind of get angry, these things. So it's important to educate or some understand more about the information about psychology, about the mind and the consciousness, these how it is working, or sometimes it's a map of compassion, consciousness, and these. I think you can study as long as those resources you think are very reliable, and from Rice understand the from scientific finding of the psychology, or Buddhist or Hinduism, these you can find. But in Hindu tradition, I think they're saying the Shamatha and the Vipassana, but actually the terminology is quite similar sometimes. But the way of practice and the goal and the mental, how do you say, motivation, how you set your motivation is a little bit different. I think it's a big kind of two way of the development, but there is a similarity too. And then, also we need some confident about something, and some interest. Some people are not having developed this interest of the meditation. Then you first read and discuss and meditate. You can test some feelings and changes. Then you are able to develop more. And a sense of proud or happy feeling. This is in other teachings also said it's important. Four levels for the laziness is generally you can say there is a way to train the mind, and then second is this which methods can train mind. The methods is also which something I need, which we have some uncomfortable feeling, or we want to upper hand our mind. We want to manage our life, then it's something I need, I want to learn. And then put some effort and enjoy. If it is something is teaching or meditation, if it's very hard and exhaust or kind of experience, then mostly people, only less number able to do it. If it is a kind of a joyful feeling and seems everybody happy, that kind of, then we should control our time to meditate, not too long. or if you want to rest, you just rest. And then next time, happy beginning, happy end. Like always in a kind of a comfortable zone to do meditation. And then also you move on. It's because of there's a level. If you think forever it's one thing, then people may not, there's a going, you will continue going up. And it's a shamatha, for example, there is a, in a desire realm, form realm, formless realm. But in the desire realm, there's a 9 stages which people can experience. Sometimes it's called, wandering mind to become very focused more and more. It's said like in the beginning, our mind like a waterfall. It's a big noise and difficult to kind of tame mind and also kind of fighting water kind of mental. You want to silence and rest, either falling into sleep or making continue constantly telling stories. Then sometimes they become more contained. Then it's harmonious. And then it's eventually you have some really good meditative experience for mental kind of comfort. And also it's said a waterfall and mountain stream, and big and small, and then the no wave ocean, and eventually said the mountain mule, like meditation or meditative experience. And also sometimes it's through this process, it's said like eagle first flying in a very big scale, and the mind also jumping here and there, one different direction, different topics and the story often goes to different things. And then later they become like bees also goes to flower and to other flower, but they're kind of less, they're more focused on the flower. But the ego, these are very big mountain ranges and also rivers and all land, this the forest. But bees often trapped by flower. That means we can able to maintain our mind on the object for a while. And then something story come and we kind of lost our awareness and the mindfulness. And then immediately I recognize there is, I have to continue. So I also, next, also focus on again to object or something without object. We can single point in meditation last some times. But, and then you develop more. And in the beginning level, it's more difficult. And later, much easier, more easier. So that's why I said, in the beginning, you have to constant effort through hearing and the studying and the thinking and a little bit have to force yourself to do meditation. And then later on, you, in the, between the one, if you do 30 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hour meditation, only a few times you felt a little bit lost or boring or something, but you enjoy that kind of experience meditation. And then after that, there is no need to put much effort, but very peaceful and stable mind occurs. Easy to do. Then after that, it's a kind of a more smooth experience. So I think we will continue from, and then you please, yes, you can read next number 2.
Number 2?
Yes.
In solitude, the mind and body are not troubled by distraction. Therefore, leave this worldly life and totally abandon mental wandering.
So it's an environment important in the beginning. If you sit in front of TV or something, you have following some wrong programs, and then your mind and eyes cut by TV, its stories, and then sound or color, these comes. If you just sit in a couch, comfortably without anything to watch or to read, then your mind also become peaceful and then maybe sleepy feeling that normally occurs. This shows the environment make you sleep, drowsiness or agitated or excitement. Everything is kind of influenced by external activities. So for meditator, it's important to go to solitude area, forest, or this, I think it said later. For good practitioner, it said, mind rely on Dharma. Dharma go rely on the kind of simplicity. And the simplicity will rely on the exhaustion, or let's say distinguish, not distinguish. It means the kind of a death. You often think this is important. And then even this body death or something happens, you don't worry too much. You just know that this coming from the earth and go back to the earth. That kind of understanding, and you are not disturbed by environment. Your mind will become very firm and stable. This encouraging people to go to a place where quiet for especially for beginning. But throughout the life, if you have a chance, you can practice in quiet place. It's important. Yes, please.
Because of loved ones and desire for gain, we fail to turn away from worldly things. These, then, are the first things to renounce. The prudent should conduct themselves like this.
So two things distract us. There you can say category many, but generally said it's people who you loved. It's family members or friends or anything. And then to wealth, something you wanted to gain, to show your friends or family members or make them happy or something. So generally it's a material and a mental kind of a loved one and desire and loved one. That's two. And then many of comes later. If we not able to turn away from this worldly things, then you continue some relationship with the secular kind of activities, and we have less time to focus on the practice. And for example, some schools, if you wanted to study just the secular education, you have to study for many years in primary school and middle school, high school and university, maybe even 20 years about reading, writing and speaking and able to hear in others' can understand other things. Of course, you still learn other professional skills, but it's a spend a lot of time. And similarly, if you wanted to tame the mind fully, then we have to put some effort and time, spend some time to study. Then not distract is important. It's like a family, parents also to send their kids to school. Then usually they don't, if their parents are very kind, and they don't tell their children their family problems or financial problems or anything. Sometimes there is an enemy of this father or something, not very happy for neighbor or something. Or in the work, their co-worker, some relationship problem. But they don't tell the children these things, not distract for them to have a good kind of more good, a positive environment for them. Similarly, if we emphasize or we think this is important, then we should give us more chance, more time to study and practice. And then the Kitty, you do. Reflected, so. This is most important verses in this chapter, I think. It said, concentrated insight joined with the calm abiding. That means without the calm abiding, there's no possible to concentrate, kind of penetrate to insight. That means the special seeing or the emptiness or nature of mind, the nature of all phenomena, and what is the emptiness or shunya that talking about. It's through this, if you look at the nature of phenomena, nature of mind, then the penetrative insight very important. For this penetrative insight, you have to have some platform that is combining. You're first able to calm your mind, this rough or grosser level of disturbance of the mental activity can reduce, then this clear seeing or penetrative insight is possible. So this, what is the penetrative insight used for? It's an orderly eradicate the afflicted state. That means completely tame your mind or able to realize bodhisattvas, kind of first ground or second, third, and until reach enlightenment, the most important power or is it this penetrative insight. And this can eradicate afflicted the state or afflicted afflictions. And then for all of these good results, knowing this, first search for calm abiding. And for calm abiding, kind of possible build up this platform for mind or mental state is by found by people who are happy to be free from worldly ties. And then you have to go to solitude area or help you tame your mind. They create this environment to kind of make the combined state of mind become obvious or become familiar, become your your achievement or accomplish this first, then two layers is a special scene or penetrative insight and combining its general meditation have this two content. And then for the special scene or penetrative insight, the meditative experience, single pointed meditative experience, very important, or shamatha meditation. And for this, the environment, leave to solitude area, secluded area, and not engaging too much to the different distraction is very important. And then what is this all of purpose? It's all distorted mind, distorted emotions, afflicted emotion. These are from the kind of seeds, or you cannot say seed, maybe seeds is the right word. Roots, they were transformed through this. So this is important. I think one compounding Dharma Sutra or something, I think this maybe I quote this, maybe my translation of this may be wrong, but the Shi Zhen Fa Jin is in Chinese. This is because of mind able to rest in the single-pointed meditation, and then you will have the, after that, you are able to realize the true nature of the mind. First concentrated meditative experience, and then realization of nature of things. Okay. And then they were giving us many reasons not to cling or not to have a deep, strong craving to the worldly life, including people, wealth, fame, and anything that is kind of a weird, too much attachment towards worldly kind of pleasure and gains. So in this part, we are ourselves first. We are kind of in impermanent compound element phenomena, and if we continue too strongly attached to another impermanent person, then even you can able to have and maintain this relationship in this life, also sometimes very difficult. But if you're able to hang on with your people, with your love, they love you, or you love the people. But after this life, and you will hardly see it again. So from the life after life concept, we have the endless before, beginningless in life, form of life, different lives. And in this, sometimes we love somebody, but next life, or either we never seen this person again, or in a different relationship. Sometimes we are, maybe from Dharma, there are a lot of stories about these, eating something, people you know, or they're kind of reborn as some chicken or sheep or something, fish or something. But in that time you don't, if one little bit form, external form changes, we cannot recognize. We don't have a moral kind of a problem to eat up or even kill these things, sentient beings. But the body will always change, or consciousness stream, often you can say, there's a similarities. Of course, there are consciousness also, there are different way of thinking, maybe then you say this is also change, not person that you know. That is true, but the always continuation of this consciousness, you cannot say this is a completely different person, different beings. So from this, they were given us this impermanence understanding of everything is changing. There is no everlasting love or you able to hang on together. It's very difficult. And not seeing them, their minds will have no joy. They therefore will not rest in equanimity. But even if they seeing them, they are not content, and as before, not content as be and as before, the pain of longing stays. Longing stays.
Longing.
Yes. So, if you a couple or a loved one, something, parents and kids and children. Or anything like that. If not seeing place or person you wanted to visit or you wanted to meet, and if you are not able to use, especially in ancient time, people have a very deep kind of a relation, the affections between people, and then make you not able to rest in equanimity means you have not grasping, longing, yearning to anything, but you are enjoying in the rest in equanimity. There's kind of mind in the peace and the harmonious. So people are always wondering something, doing something, and even immediately you able to see there are more chance to have a create some problems than mind that cannot rest, often doing something. In Chinese words, in very become kind of me fashion, said, 不做就不会死. It means if you are not often restless, you don't have the problem. Often restless create more kind of always doing things right or wrong, whether saying something doesn't matter, it's fit or not fit, or reliable or not reliable. And then later on, this saying creates another kind of opinion, people criticizing, or you yourself also regretting, often like that. So, it's said, worldly things or there is no boundary. You cannot finish worldly work or things to do. When you really renounce or you want to finish, in that moment, you are done. You have done everything. That means you reach the edge of the exhaustion. You did all. So anything you meet, people you meet, there is a said, all meetings will be part. There's a meeting, there is a part. There's a birth, there is a death. Similarly, this is a part of nature. So, desire or craving, it's like a thirst people drinking salt water. There's no limitation. That's why I said, once you meet, you have no really fully satisfied, but you thinking about next time, meeting again, it's similar, you didn't meet is kind of state of mind, and after you meet, it become again, go back to the circle of this next kind of a circle. And all of these teachings come to this emphasize, it's important to cultivate, and then these 系列怎么说的呢？这一系列啊 ，series， these series will give you something kind of change when it's possible. Yes, please. Here we do.
Number 7?
Yes.
If I crave for other beings, a veil is cast upon the perfect truth. Wholesome delusion melts away, and finally there comes the sting of pain.
Yes. We sometimes it's not for this particular person you meet or place you wanted to go that, but it's in general. You are kind of attached to this life and this phenomena, this world. And we, even though from scientific point of view, I think they said this earth existed about 4.5 or 6 billion, I think, years. And then human existed only 3 million years. And then compared this, then it's a kind of one of 1,500 years. But real kind of civilization of human being, it's just maybe 20,000, 30,000 years. Then it's no compare. But we think this is our kind of permanent kind of place to live. And this kind of mental mind strain is always, mindset is there. But these understanding touch towards this worldly life were, become an obscuration of realization of emptiness and the realization of the nature of things. This the veil is cast upon the perfect truth. So that is saying craving for the life or for the beings, for this worldly life, have a become obscuration. We see the truth first. Second, we this harming for renunciation. As we said before, without renunciation, we cannot do meditation. Without meditation, we cannot generate the wisdom or the penetrative insight or clear seeing or the ultimate wisdom. And then what is the result can they bring from craving is suffering. It is said that and finally there is come the sting of pain. That means we were in a grosser level, we lost control of our mind, then in that level the circle of samsara continues. So if it's a great achievement or nirvana or accomplishments from the wisdom, and then wisdom came from meditative experience or stability of the mind. Whose turn? Yes, it is.
My thoughts are all for them, and thus my life is bittered by. My family and friends all change and pass, for whom the changeless dharma is cast out.
We think how the craving or emotional or this attachment, they will become this not the able to, because of this not able to see in the reality. It is because we are, you can say this, which is, in the relative world, we are in a more gross level of mind. Often, you know, we have this body, this organ, sensor kind of power, and these give us some able to survive in this particular environment, and they give us satisfactions of the grosser level of the need, but they are not directly able to see the reality of the subtle level or ultimate level of phenomenon. So we have this lung or digest system, and able to use your eyes and the ears to see things, and then extra these are not designed for kind of capable to do enlightenment. These are capable to survive, and the continuation of maybe some generations after generation, that kind of a survival based strategy, and this is that kind of thing. But our mind also able to, if you reflect our mind, tame our mind, and also how mental works, you through your experience, you upgrade your mind, mental kind of mental experiences. And through this, just in a very simple, it's one is to control focused attention. And then second is the, if, not only mind, but it's a matter and mind problem, or mind and body problem. It's big problem for whole kind of scientific realm, or even practitioner in the spiritual tradition. This is an important question. But through focused attention and the trained and the leading by philosophic teachings, and eventually people have this not only the theory but experience, able to understand what is the secret of the mind. So for the achieving this, we should have a more time focus on that part of training, body training, voice training, and these running and jumping, and all able to train. You cannot write, you can do it, use a musical instrument, and we can train our body and mind to do many things, but we have a less education for mental mind itself, how this mind is so capable to do many things, control the body, and what is the best they can do. Then meditation is the best realms you can search. And otherwise, it's said it's we were wasting this life. We won't, if we don't focus on any inward important value or inner value. So, of course, we are not totally ignored these inner values. Everybody have some inner values, but some are very highly sophisticated, also developed kind of a system. If we able to study and put into practice, then we won't waste in our life. For these permanent, impermanent family members, friends, these, if we spend more time to them, with them, it's that we were not able to reach changeless Dharma, means the Dharmakaya or emptiness. We are not able to realize the emptiness. Emptiness, it's not empty, but it's said the core understanding of the phenomenon. because we use emptiness, it's because we already have a very much kind of grasping to the realness. So emptiness is very important to emphasize the ultimate kind of lack of any intrinsic existence. And use another concept. You say yin and how to say it? Oh, yeah. And I'll make one quotation from, I think this is Huayanjin, Garland Flower. It said, worldly life, if you, all worldly kind of sufferings or worries and difficulties all come from the craving. And also another sutra I mentioned, I think, yeah, let's see. Yes. Yeah, I think I will continue to read, it's a related to down form, down part of stanza. For if I act like childish beings, sure it is that I shall fall into evil distinct destinies. So why do I keep company with infants who lead me to a state so far from virtue? And then we'll continue read one more. One moment, friends, the next there are bitter enemies. Even pleasant things arouses their discontent. Ordinary people, it is hard to please them. This is, I think, next the sutra also said, if some people are enemy, then time passes, some circumstances changes, then we become friends or close to one. It's possible. It's like country, sometimes fighting, sometimes become allies, sometimes it's good, sometimes not good. Some people in the past, they are very close to person or friends or kind of a good relation, but in some conflict or misunderstanding, something, they become our kind of people who stand in kind of opposite position of us. And some people who we don't have any relationship in the first, but later on they either become closed one or dislike the person or continue in ignoring kind of position. So these all are, all knowing these, then we don't have much craving towards particular kind of things. And then we will leave craving behind and continue cultivate virtue. We have more time to cultivate with virtue. And also in a Kashika Garba, Tashika Garba, Dizan Pusatya, Akasha Garba, I think. Akasha Garba Sutra, he's a request Buddha teaching, and it said, these are creating more karma or activities, And then these craving plus activity creating more, habituation, mostly negative is more often. And then also this said in a moment to friends and then other, and next they will bitter and become their better enemy. And something pleasure, if you overuse it, then exploitation or something discontent is happening. Sometimes it's too good to be true, something like that. Something happens and then the opposite kind of emotion, opposite. Even some people in one word, if you say something one word or with one view differences, then something kind of a relationship problems occurs. These are often, you can see that. Instead, sometimes they say, if you don't drink, I don't drink. If you don't eat, I don't eat. That in that level. And sometimes it's, I will grab you and push you from the, what's a cliff. And then if you fall into the, some, what's it called? Shrijin. Shrijin. One. Well. I will throw a stone. It's a kind of relationship always changing. And then it's in traditional said, two wise people come to together, meet each other. They don't show the best of their self. They often show some kind of negative of each other. Negative means the weakness, or not negative maybe. It's a, they're in, trust, if they trust you, they expose something, they are not great, they are not good. Then the friendship will maintain longer time. Often people think, oh, I want other people like me, so they show the best. And later on, the other kind of thing is that people expect each other too much, and then they don't accept the kind of any stain of negative. And then said, two wise people come together, then the wisdom increases. And two fools come together, and then the fool, of course, it sometimes makes more chaos. And then wise people with the fool people either turn to fool or wise, it's possible. He said, because of their own capacity and achievement. All these relationship the impermanence, like a rainbow in the summertime and a flower in fall. Yes, please. You can read. You can read, yes, please.
Which number?
11.
A beneficial word, and they resent it, turning me instead from what is good. And when I close my ears to what they say, their anger makes them fall to lower states.
That means two different views. If you say meditation is very good for you, you should do meditation. People may think, I already decide the meditation is a kind of a superstition. Why you tell me this? And then they're already kind of angry sometimes. And I said, oh, you are a fool to kind of doing nothing, produce nothing to do meditation. What is the problem of you? Something like they don't accept, but also maybe kind of say something to you to kind of lose your confidence to your own what you are doing. And then also these different people have a different view. Some people reject all religions. Then anything ties to religion or name of religion, then they think this is a mental poison. They don't like it or something happens. And for religious people, however, some religions, name of religion, some devotion, sin, then often if you mention other religion, some people resist it. Say, oh no, although we have a same, share some religious umbrella together, but I don't think I want to go the umbrella of your, under your umbrella. So they reject each other. And they are giving us a lot of reasons. You should be able to be independent, and then you should judge everything by yourself and not influenced by anybody. That kind of words, seemingly it's true. Even Buddhists often also say, you are your own master, you should rely on the meaning, not the words, rely on not people, but it's a dharma, rely on the wisdom, not consciousness, not relative meaning, but ultimate meaning, that kind of teaching, it's good, generally. You can say there are many layers of teachings, so it's common, you can see. But some are more tight, some are, you can choose many paths, many ways of teachings. Let's say I said, this is not for, we think we are completely independent, it's impossible. We are result of a different influence from this child and from Buddhist point of view. You even have a life after life kind of habituations continues in this life. Whether we are, they said, five poisoned, we are more anger type of person, craving type of person, proud or ego kind of centric, more showing that is more, or sometimes it's the competition and doubt or other many fear and hope or other things. These more we have a sometimes people maybe very angry person, but doesn't mean they are very craving kind of type. Some people are very tough, and then they can make decision in different. Some people are afraid of everything, but also very with desire and lust, this kind of a mental. So some have a both, they're a variety of people. And then they said, if we, that's why in one, some people don't believe religion. If wife or husband, one become a Christian or Buddhist or Islamic kind of followers, then the other one may even divorce you. Think, I don't believe of anything. You don't believe of anything before, but now you are having this faith and religion. So think, I may not, we have a different views, and I remember even Democratic and the Republic, these different political views made many people have a kind of emotional struggle and a family relation problem. And the religion and the philosophy, I think it's like that. I also remember one American student, she become a Buddhist, but many friends are not very happy and said soft words, hard words. Even they said, oh, if you don't if you completely changes, then we may kind of have a no close relationship. You do your kind of things. And then for, it's understandable. I think people if it's just a religious subject of religion, it's very sensitive, very distract people's emotion. And then that's why many people even blown them off themselves. But if you often say, we are different. We are some, you know, I think Arabic words, there's a word, what's it called? I think it's usually described for maybe African American, black people in Africa, North Africa. It means unfaithful, non-believers in Arabic words. Do you know? There's a word, in all of Islamic society, there is describing some people who don't believe Islam. I think there is a word. If you become that, label you as that kind of a person, then there are extreme people don't want to have any relationship with you. But the majority of people, they are okay. They say, oh, even you are Buddhist or you don't believe, but you have some. Huh? You know you want? Huh? 不是，你说的那个是以前英国, she found out the pagan. Pagan is the pre kind of Christian tradition, but in other terms, I think in a Buddhist society in a remote area, or they don't have a less contact with the people, they may have some kind of little bit feelings. If you say different according different person, if you say I'm a Muslim or I think something, they don't see you as a kind of bad person. Of course not. I think mostly, but they think we have a different view. Some people have a very little knowledge about other religion, so may take something some people said to me. This religion is this and that. Even I heard before, it said, religious subject is very sensitive. So maybe I should stop here. But it's like eating. Some don't eat pork, and then it's also kind of, how to say, I think way of different is, the way of life is different. If one person asks you, say, do you think killing animal is negative or positive? Yeah, so negative. Then it's more close. If you say, oh, it doesn't matter, then they think, oh, we have a different view. I think it's, I'm killing animal, but fundamentally, I believe I'm wrong. That kind of thinking. If you don't care anything, then you have a more moral ground. You say, oh, no, killing animal is wrong, something like that. So anyway, this said, it's like, in Sakyabandhuta, he said, monkey, old monkey, a group of monkeys caught human beings in open ground in the forest. And then the old monkey laughed, said, why you don't have the tail? It said, because they have a different view and about the people. And say that it's a kind of nature of sentient beings who criticize different than themselves. And then, if you say something, maybe it's right, but without agreement or have a different views, people, they may feel angry towards you. And then it said, if people who have that kind of not understanding, but showing you angry, something you shouldn't continue to pursue or resist the kind of want to communicate, but give them other people respect and then not sharing those spiritual experience. And then they said people who have a more destructive views, it's called three poisons. And then if you close to these people, may harming for your own kind of hearing and the contemplation, that kind of activities. So in order to have a serving all sentient beings, you promise then you should leave some kind of friends that is not very constructive for your practice. And it is saying human beings are difficult to deal with it and then live with it. It's all the kind of situation, there always something emotions comes and then angry or then uncomfortable easily can produce. And then if people are much capable or knowledge or something position or more kind of externally looks good or good, better, or anything, something advantage people think is better than yourself, then some jealous kind of feeling. Even in China also too, of course, this is a worldly kind of issue, not only China, but there's their level of people who hate rich people. And often criticize and often expose their wealth on their address or telephone number and calling and blackmail, something happens. That's why many famous people, they're afraid of their personal information leaking out. And then with the equal, they will with the equal, that means more competition with this. So you have this, I will have a upgrade or I will buy more things and then I will improve more. So this is a for kind of equals with the competition. And proud or look down people who are not doing the same level of yourself, they were let's say even sometimes maybe disrespect, bully, or something happens in the society. Even kids in a school, there are relatively people often say kids are more innocent. But even from in a low level of school, they already have a social status and how to be with this, not the other one, or something. They were very clever. The kids, they already have the similar kind of adult habituation, adult habituation there. So, if someone praising you, you kind of become proud and overjoyed. Sometimes people not criticize, then we're angry or see this happens. So if there's something important or how do I say something untoward, what do you mean?
That's it says say something untoward, they sing with rage. So say something that
nice to you, that, be important.
That, that they don't like.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
You're just not in their line of thinking.
Yes, like yes, yes, yes. With these jealous and competitive mind and proud and pride, and then I think anything hardly going to the area. and then say that with associated or hanging with these, it's what to use. It's what is it the important and the result, I think. Keep company with them and what will follow. Self-aggrandizement. And the scorn, right?
For others.
Take about a good thing for samsara. Every kind of vice. Vice is sure to come. It said, one thing is often criticizing and praising, so for some people I think it's important to criticize put others lower than you become higher. If anybody said this person is doing very good, then you say, oh no, he is also something bad or something. If you see some people, oh, this looks very kind of handsome person. So, oh no, that kind of person is all over place. Something like that. Often do something. If some people say, oh, this religion, I think it's best for me. Some people may say, this is just your own personal illusion. Something. And then I think they said three different type of people. One is often always needed, they're praised by people or often emphasized themselves. They say, I did this, I often said, even scientific kind of finding often said, if one person often say, me, I, mine, this, they have a more kind of psychological, probably kind of a more... challenges also to there's this often emphasizing self. It's a kind of a sign of this and then second is saying often give us all distractions. Maybe it's not too bad or something non-virtual or something, but it's often wasting our time for the little gain. There are a lot of things if people make this important and very important for other people, seems worthless, nothing important. As I said one time, for people who have wanted to practice in solitude area, if they go to shopping mall or big something market, then think you, who going to buy these things? Because I don't need it, so I don't understand people need these kind of mental and the same things. But here is if you are able to teach people or talk a lot of worldly things, including kind of food, dress, and maybe art, or even just kind of or this kind of philosophy talking and this, or you dig into history, talking of a lot of history in detail. For many people, these are very, very great and then very valuable education, and they even affect today's world and tomorrow. But for other people who practice renunciation, these technology or these, they don't care much. I think if you able to do this associate with the people who are doing gambling or with these, gudong, 怎么说, ancient objects, like, I think gudong, 一个词, 可能, collecting, and even you say, you know, how, thousand different wines, which is best, which is history from this and that factory or place, and then you can taste this. People made for this. For this, I think it's saying for a good practitioner, these are not important. If you can hear some, of course, it's no problem with the people, but. It's too much about secular enjoyment and pleasure and something fight for gain and this. It's not the fundamental interest for practitioners. So second is saying people who love to associate with the kind of worldly kind of subject. And then third, it's saying, even some people more destructive or meaningless kind of things. Since they talk about good thing of samsara, that is, I think I said self-aggrandizement. Can you explain that in English?
That's a tough one. Self-aggrandizement.
Aggrandizement.
Self-aggrandizement. And scorn for others. I mean, that's where I think you think you're better.
Yes.
And the other people.
Oh, yes.
They're not doing good.
Yes, yes. I think this is the first I said. No. Yeah. And then the last one is people or, let's see, if it's kind of harming others, some people love have this, for example, there are a lot of military in studies, and then often how you fight battle in ancient time now, and I think some people even know in very detail the airplane, tanks, and then knife or anything exploding something, these things in detail. When this happened, started now improving cutting edge kind of technology, what developed, spend a lot of time and energy to do this. Or I think more, it's people like to like dog fighting or chicken or even some people to go to hunt other places. I heard of it's maybe a rumor, I don't know, but. Used to Saddam, his older son of Saddam. He said, this person, Hussein Saddam or something, he even thrown people to tiger alive, with sometimes. So one, I think footage caught, he kicked this body who feeding, animal, wild animal, something. Then they were very terrified and then didn't caught by animal. These, but he said the sometimes kill people, even in an angry or drunk situation. They are dancing something, and immediately he killed some people. It's like that. So it's meaningless things and unvirtuous, non-virtue. So generally said. We should not associate with the people who don't have a self-discipline, who have a wrong view, who don't have know how to keep manner or keep public manners, or it's normal kind of norms. And then who often create problems and then disturbing this and that, who don't really appreciate life itself, their self and others' lives. And who, people who often very lazy and not doing anything. Or people who do dangerous thing, even kind of a life-death situation, he often challenging themselves or others in that way. Or against the bodhisattva activities, they don't think how to say, very selfish problem, selfish person. We should not hanging out with them. Or people who really desire to gain a lot of wealth and retinue, fame, that kind of person we should avoid. So it's nine type of people we should not associate deeply. Of course, you can able to meet them or drink that some tea or something. It's I think definitely okay. But if you have a close relationship, you become under working under them or something, it's not very good. Yes, please, you can read. Your turn. Yes, 14, I think.
Which one?
Number 14.
14. Mm. Only ruin can result from such a link between myself and others, for they will bring no benefit to me, and I, in turn, can do them nothing good.
And then it said, of course, it is that only ruin can result from such a link between self and others. And if I cannot help you, then you also not able to help me in a good way. So what is the purpose? Drag both to the negative. It's not anybody's interest. So it said, if you wanted to help others in bodhisattva mind or activities, it said, first you have to achieve something yourself. And naturally, if you after you have a kind of limitless compassion or at least a kind of same level of compassion of yourself, and also able to understand some meditative experience, able to control your mind, but not easily overrun by different influence, different people's talk or thought. So you have some views, right view, right kind of a meditation, concentration, and right analyzation, livelihood, peace, kind of eight, usually say eight kind of proper activities. Proper way of practice, then you can help others without ruined by others, or without even you meet negative person or positive person, you maintain your own kind of ground of view. Then it's important. Otherwise, we will disturb others or lost our own ground or position. So we also become a source of harm sometimes. So these are said, until you tame mind, not hurry to kind of, of course, you have this compassion and altruist mind. But the real activity until you achieve something, it's not start recommended. And then in Longchenpa is 30 word of this teachings of not warning, but it's a 忠告, 怎么说来着? Advice. It's a in remote villages and temple and valleys and not engaging with too much kind of activity and people. And even you counter-react with the people, not create enemy or kind of a, how to say, close kind of emotions, but stay with the independent. It is one of his advice. Yes, please.
Only ruin can result from such a link between myself and others. they will bring no benefit to me, and I in turn can do them nothing good.
And next, one more. 15 also, please.
Therefore, flee the company of talented people. Greet them when you meet with smiles. They keep on terms of common courtesy without inviting intimate relations.
Yeah, intimate relations, yes. So how to do it, how you, it said a lot of associated with immature or something, is have a proper proper view, then we're wasting this life and then many teachings. Then it's the question is how are we engaging with the people with this, so say which degree or how what is the proper way to engage with the people. Then the 2:15 and 16. Can you also please read 16, please?
16.
Yes.
Like bees that get their honey from the flowers, take only what will serve the practice of the Dharma. Treat everyone like new acquaintances and keep yourself from close familiarity.
Yes, then this is a way of doing it. So, that's why we should childish people are sometimes angry, sometimes it's a lot of problems. So it's said, when you meet, you still keep love and kind and greeting them with a meet. When you meet, smile and this. And then do not kind of engage in deep and intimate relationship. It's said, keep term of a common courtesy. Courtesy is, can you explain courtesy?
Familiarity?
Yes, it's familiarity, yes. I think, keep on terms.
You're too friendly.
Yes, yes, or courtesy is too friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Keep yourself in close familiarity.
Yes, yes. Term of, so. It's not too close. But also respect and with respect, yes, and then without intimate relations. That is a purpose. And giving an example, I said like bees taking honey from flower, and then they won't kind of attach it to the flower, but it goes to different flower, different location, different. So it's a who practitioner also to from one village, temple, and a mountain or something range to forest, and stay a while, they were moving to different caves and then not really attached to one location or one place or people. Don't specially touch to people who offer you food or something. You can get any different food everywhere. So it's like monk who, going to begging bowl, and then it's their vow not to kind of have a create personal relationship with the people who offer food. Even this is a king or queen come to you and you just stand and chanting what you need to chant with a kind of a wider mind. And so you don't say, oh, what is your telephone number or something? You can give me an email address or something. You can see even now, I think there were people told me they saw one embassy, I think it was a country or something in Thailand or Myanmar. They were monk begging to some places and then seems very wealthy people in the area. They came and then they put some food and then praying, but they don't look people's eyes or something, but read something and then respect them and then left. And then with the line, something they don't really stay group and coming and going. And I saw some child and then they were looking everywhere in the market and then this is $1 or something. It's a child, it's a kind of, but adult, they have there's some kind of self-discipline and then doing something group, in group. This, 现在几点了? 五点了? 那行, 那我, yeah, we will stop here today. remember this pricing. Dedication prayers. Yes. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamata Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following the example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring, all about the victorious ones throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate to practicing this life. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing with the storming waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of the merit and the wisdom and attain to secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby many environmental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.